he called the roll anyway, just to have a proper record. So I will call this emergency meeting of the Alcohol Beverage Control Commission.
Okay, and I just want to remind everybody this meeting's being recorded. Chairman Nelson?
Yes, present.
Commissioner Jacobson?
Present.
Commissioner Bateman?
Present.
Commissioner DeCaro?
Present.
Commissioner Parrish?
Present.
Commissioner Smith? She hasn't joined yet. Commissioner Orton? Okay, Mr. Chair, we do have a quorum.
Thank you, Vicki. I will make it official that it appears that we do have a quorum present for the conduct of business today. Now, I want the record to show that this meeting is being held pursuant to R81-1-19, which provides that we can call an emergency meeting to consider matters of an emergency or urgent nature. That rule provides that the ordinary notice requirements of the statute need not be followed. However, the notice must be given in the best notice practicable, which has been done. The statute also provides that the commission had to be polled as to make certain that we had a quorum who agreed to participate in an emergency meeting. That has occurred. I think we had a unanimous agreement among the commissioners that we could hold this meeting. The record should show that this meeting is being convened to respond to the governor's executive orders and the emergency that currently exists, and matters to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, and specifically with respect to this meeting, to enhance the ability of certain manufacturers to produce sanitizers. So the purpose of this meeting today is to approve certain applicants who are going to be producing these sanitizers using alcohol. So I'm going to turn the meeting currently to Abe to go through these entities, and if we have an approval, we can do this quickly and get these people in the business. So Abe, could you go ahead, please?
Good morning, commissioners. We have six special use industrial manufacturing applicants that can start making hand sanitizer. They need this license to buy the alcohol, make it. We have A is Healthline Medical Products in Salt Lake City. B is High West Distillery in Colville. C is Soap Creek Manufacturing in Ephraim. D is Vital Pack in Leverkin. E is Wasatch Pharmacy Care, Ogden. And F is Western Botanicals in Spanish Fork. The applications are complete and staff recommends approval.
I'll entertain a motion to approve these applications. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Bateman.
Do we have a second?
Jacobson, second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the applications are approved. Abe, you can notify immediately that these applications are approved. I know the governor's office is anxious that this be done. And this will, unless there's any other business to come before us, this will conclude our meeting. Angela, you have something?
Yes, sir. Commissioners, I just wanted to update you. The current rule that governs the emergency meetings is R82-2-102. It's a little bit confusing because the Division of Administrative Rules still does not have R82 on their website because they're behind given their recent move, change in location. But since the commission repealed R81 at the February meeting and enacted R82, I just wanted to give you the most recent current reference.
Thank you. I'm glad you did that. That will make our record more complete. And with that correction, that will amend my initial presentation of the rule.
Commissioner, I just wanted to say one thing. The manufacturing permit issued by the state of Utah permits these entities to manufacture alcohol and manufacture hand sanitizer in Utah. My concern is whether or not they're aware of B2B regulations as it pertains to ethanol. So they have permission from the state, but nonetheless, I think they need to make sure that they also have the required approvals from B2B and the FDA.
Yes, the information that we have been giving out to people who've inquired about manufacturing hand sanitizer is that we've given them what our state requires, which is the permit and the license, but we've also told them that both the FDA and the TTB have their own requirements, and we've directed everyone to contact those entities to make sure that they are in compliance.
Very good. I suppose that's beyond our purview. I think that's good advice. Anything else from any other commissioners or the staff?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is Steve Bateman. I'm curious as to two things. Were these people invited to do this? And two, what is the duration of the permit or the license?
Good question, Dave.
Yes, most of these, I know the Wasatch Pharmacy Care in Ogden was providing hand sanitizer to the McKay D Hospital or whatever, but they all, some were invited and some just want to make it and sell it. And these are, I think these are the ones that they don't have to renew it, but some of them are making other things too. They've been in the business of making supplements like Healthline. Of course, High West is a distillery. They're already in it. Soap Creek is making some other supplements. But each of them have been in business to make supplements, but they hadn't made hand sanitizer and need the permit to get the alcohol to make the hand sanitizer.
Just a sec. The other question that Commissioner Bateman asked is the duration of the permit. Is this in perpetuity or does it end at some point?
Yes, it does not renew.
Okay. Someone else? Yes.
Wasatch Pharmacy Care is the only one that sent us a TTB permit.
And that's because they're a compounding pharmacy. So our... In the application, in the code, our application only asks for the federal permit if they're producing alcohol, if they're going to make alcohol. And all of these industrial manufacturing, when they order the alcohol, I don't know of any that were required to have the federal permit. And if we want them to, then we have to add that to our code. But the pharmacy and the winery would have federal permits, but the special use permits are allowed to get the alcohol when they buy it because it's controlled by Homeland Security. And that's why they can't get it without the permit. But none of them have come back and said they needed a federal permit for this. But maybe we should look into it and... But the federal has not contacted them over it.
All right. Other questions?
I presume, Abe, this is Steve Bateman again. This doesn't come through our warehouse, right? Our distribution system at all?
Right. Because it's non-consumable alcohol, they can have it delivered directly to their facility.
Thank you. Anyone else have a question?
My question was, if this is specific for hand sanitizer?
Yeah, the reason that they want it now is for hand sanitizers, and so that's what prompted them to contact me. There were about 15 more that haven't completed their application, but had quite a few inquiries because they want to be able to make the hand sanitizer and either donate it or sell it.
Yeah, my question, Abe, is that could they use it for other purposes or just specifically hand sanitizer?
No, they can use it for other purposes. Some of them make dietary supplements and tinctures, and it would be similar to vanilla. So they, it has alcohol in it, but it's not an alcoholic beverage. So that does allow them to make tinctures and different things like that.
Sophia, you had a question?
Yeah, well, just similar lines, along similar lines. So these requests, though, what's generating these requests is primarily to make hand sanitizer, though, correct? Not necessarily
yes.
to make other products.
Yeah, that's why they called me in the first place, yes.
Yeah, okay. And I just want to add appreciation to the applicants for stepping up to do this and provide something that's needed in the community right now. I think that's great and should be commended, and want to be part of helping to facilitate that for them to manufacture this. So anyway, I just want to express appreciation for that.
And they're spread around the state. Some of them are, you know, and in more rural areas. So it's good.
Thank you, Commissioner. Abe, if you would pass the note of appreciation on to these applicants when you talk to them, that would be great. Anybody else have anything you want to add? If we have nothing more, I will adjourn this meeting, and thank you all for taking a few minutes out today. I think the next meeting we have will be sometime in May, the 12th of May, I believe. So this will give us all notification of that meeting again. So again, thank you all. If there's nothing further, we'll stand in adjournment.